"With pleasure," I answered, and cited it correctly, "Exoriare aliquis nostris est uxibus ultor." "It is too stupid to forget such a word," he said. "By the way, I understand you claim that forgetting is not without its reasons. I should be very curious to find out how I came to forget this indefinite pronoun aliquis." I gladly accepted the challenge, as I hoped to get an addition to my collection, and said, "We can easily do this, but I must ask you to tell me frankly and without any criticism everything that occurs to your mind after you focus your attention, without any particular intention, on the forgotten word." "Very well. The ridiculous idea comes to me to divide the word in the following way, a and liquis." "What does that mean?" "I don't know." "What else does that recall to you?" "The thought goes on to reliques, liquidation, liquidity, fluid." "Does that mean anything to you now?" "No, not by a long shot." "Just go ahead." "I now think," he said, laughing sarcastically, "of Simon of Trent, whose relics I saw 2 years ago in a church in Trent. I think of the old accusation which has been brought against the Jews again, and of the work of Kleinpaul, who sees in these supposed sacrifices reincarnations or revivals, so to speak, of the Savior. This stream of thought has some connection with the theme which we discussed before the Latin word escaped you." "You are right. I now think of an article in an Italian journal which I have recently read. I believe it was entitled, 'What St. Augustine Said Concerning Women.' What can you do with this?" I waited. "Now I think of something which surely has no connection with the theme." "Oh, please abstain from all criticism, and, oh, I know, I recall a handsome old gentleman whom I met on my journey last week. He was really an original type. He looked like a big bird of prey. His name, if you care to know, is Benedict." "Well, at least you give a grouping of saints and church fathers, Saint Simon, Saint Augustine, Saint Benedict. I believe that there was a church father named Origenes. Three of these, moreover, are Christian names, like Paul, in the name Kleinpaul. Now I think of Saint Januarius and the blood miracle. I find that the thoughts are running mechanically." "Just stop a moment. Both St. Januarius and St. Augustine have something to do with the calendar. Will you recall to me the blood miracle?" "Don't you know about it? The blood of St. Januarius is preserved in a phial in a church in Naples, and on a certain holiday a miracle takes place causing it to liquefy. The people think a great deal of this miracle, and become very excited if the liquefying process is retarded, as happened once during the French occupation.